Welcome to Your Inner Radiance, your new go-to for self-love practices, yoga lifestyle inspiration, and Ayurvedic tips to support you to uncover your inner radiance. Welcome back, Radiant One, to Your Inner Radiance. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Maharshi Ayurveda, which is what I'm currently pursuing as a Master of Science student. It's through the Maharshi International University, which is based in Fairfield, Iowa. It's online, and it's really a comprehensive breadth of knowledge, and the therapeutic protocols are so useful for optimal health. I'm learning so much, and I love that it's based on ancient Ayurvedic wisdom from India, and it's been revitalized by a 21st century yogi named Maharshi Mahesh Yogi. He is the same guy who was the guru of the Beatles and also founded Transcendental Meditation. I am so glad I found this program because it is so well organized and professional, and in the past year of my studies, I have learned so much. I actually have been studying Ayurveda for some time now, being first introduced to it over 13 years ago in my first yoga teacher training. It was immediately fascinating to me, so I continued reading books and taking courses, including a 300-hour program called Shakti School, which is how I received my Ayurvedic wellness coaching certificate. About 8 years ago, I began a relationship with a wonderful mentor named Amit Natwani. She's a very knowledgeable practitioner from India who graduated Maharshi International University herself, and she's the one who recommended this program to me. And I am beyond excited to be on track to becoming a Maharshi Ayurveda practitioner. Maharshi Ayurveda's first and most important goal is actually one of the things I love so much about it. It is to connect us with the underlying field of consciousness, of potential that pervades the universe. And by doing so, this enlivens our own inner consciousness, inner intelligence, for our most radiant health to naturally unfold. Maharshi Ayurveda understands that the universe operates according to natural laws and cycles. And the more we get in sync with natural rhythms, the more our natural and innate wellness is unveiled. Maharshi Ayurveda also recognizes that people, just like everything else on the planet, are made of the five great elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space, and yet each person has a unique makeup of these elements. Because each of us has a unique nature, or prakriti, the approach to wellness is individualized and takes into consideration a huge amount of factors. A Maharshi Ayurveda consultation is quite lengthy because there is so much information to gather about the person to determine their prakriti or original nature, and then their vikriti or current imbalance, which is what is causing any symptoms or potential disease to manifest. The most important thing I've incorporated so far in my life from these studies is to avoid causative factors. Our teachers say that no matter how many good practices, herbs, diet, routines, and so on that you try, if you're still indulging in things you shouldn't, you'll waste your time trying to find a remedy. Causative factors mean anything that can cause an imbalance, and they include things like overeating, eating leftovers, eating before your previous meal is digested, going to bed too late, waking up too late, keeping an irregular routine, improper use of the senses, and so on. Avoiding all of these factors is very difficult, but I have definitely made a lot of shifts in this direction. Another practice I've made a non-negotiable part of my day is Dinacharya, a healthy daily routine. So I start my day pretty early, usually around 6 or 7, and I head to the bathroom where I scrape my tongue to remove that yucky white film that accumulates, which is called ama. I rinse my face, And then I go have a big mason jar glass full of warm water with ginger and lemon. Then I get on my mat for meditation and yoga. Having this stability in my morning is very grounding for me and helps me feel stable and healthy. And then every evening, I also have a bedtime routine to help me prepare for a good night's sleep. This includes turning down the lights and turning off all the screens by 8 and practicing gentle yoga and then meditation. One more thing I love that I've learned in these studies is the use of herbs as medicine rather than pharmaceuticals or over-the-counter drugs. For example, one of the areas I struggle with in my life is getting to sleep and staying asleep. So rather than relying on sleeping pills, I take herbs that have been known for centuries, as well as documented by modern science, to support my sleep in addition to my evening bedtime routine. I'll drink a tea or take a tablet that has a combination of herbs. One that seems to be the most effective for me is Indian valerian, which has been used for so many hundreds of years to help people fall asleep. It's very calming and grounding. There is also an incredible formula of 3 herbs called triphala, meaning 3 fruits, which is well known for supporting digestion. I take it pretty often, usually 2 tablets at bedtime to support my digestion overnight, and it really helps. There is so much more I could say about what I've learned about how our physiology works and practices I've learned to support optimal health. I've seen so many benefits in my life. I've learned so much about how my unique body, mind, constitution works and the things to do and to avoid to keep myself in balance. And I just love how much I'm learning about all different types of people, what kinds of practices help create balance for, you know, unique situations. I really love how the underlying principle is that everything is connected. Everything in our body is connected to our mind. Stress is such a huge factor in our health. And everything really comes down to our connection to our inner intelligence, that place within us that is connected to the underlying consciousness of the universe. And primarily through this knowledge and experience of learning about how the universe works, how nature's cycles work, how my body works, and just paying more and more attention to the way different things affect me, I feel that I am coming closer every day to being more in touch with that inner intelligence. And I truly do believe that the more we get in touch with that radiant source of intelligence within us, the more our natural health will unfold. And I'm so excited about supporting other people in this journey to their optimal health and wellness. So thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to reach out about scheduling a call with me. And thank you again for your time. I hope you enjoyed listening and have a blessed day.